Ukrainian military is rapidly losing troops in the war against Russia as fighting continues mainly in eastern Ukraine. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
In a military cemetery just 90 miles west of Kyiv, another soldier is laid to rest as Ukraine marks 100 days since the start of the war. The burial marks the 40th fighter to die in this cemetery alone, as workers rapidly prepare new graves for the next bodies that will inevitably arrive soon. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Ukraine is now losing 60 to 100 soldiers each day in combat. That number surpasses the almost 50 per day death toll of American soldiers that died in 1968, during the Vietnam War's deadliest year for U.S. forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has met with Finland's prime minister and spoken to Turkey's president as he seeks to overcome Turkish resistance to Finland and Sweden joining the alliance. Stoltenberg visited Washington this week, and he tweeted late Friday that he met with Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin while there. They discussed the need to address Turkey's concerns and move forward with the Finnish and Swedish membership applications. According to Stoltenberg, Russia's war in Ukraine pushed the Nordic countries to apply to join NATO. But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accuses Sweden and Finland of supporting Kurdish militants deemed by Turkey to be terrorists. Stoltenberg said he had a constructive phone call with Erdogan and called Turkey a valued ally. This is VOA News.